You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got a winner, though. Somebody. We got a contestant for Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Nice. We got you here. If you want to get in, the lines are back open. 713-780-3776. Is there anything that we said that pissed you off and you want to comment on? I'm sure there is. I'm positive that there is. Ime got fined $25,000. Let's hear from the coach. I think he got away with. I know it's a standard fine, but, dude.
You trying to get our coach fined more?
I just feel like he cared more. It just meant more the way he put it the other night, and it dug. It must have hit hard on that crew. I'm not sure that they feel great about themselves today. Okay, I don't know if they've worked another game since then. I don't know what their schedule is, but if I was them. He hurt their feelings.
I don't care. Then stop making three terrible calls against the Rockets. It basically cost them a game.
It did. No, well, more right? than there were more than three. More than three.
Well, three.
In the second quarter, Ime wanted to kill him. Kill him.
Right.
So, I mean, this was a game long thing. And I'm not saying, you know, there was a female involved in this. I'm just saying.
What? You're just saying what?
I'm just saying. He called her out and said, you shouldn't be a ref.
You know who never holds grudges? Women.
Do you know the next time Ime could step
my wife
like
has
two
like,
inches out onto the court, beep, tee, get off the court.
Bang. I hate the ones who give you the tee with the two fingers like this.
No, bing. It's supposed to be boom.
I know. When they do this, it's like, it hurts more. But, I hear something. Do you hear this?
I do too.
There's little drums or something.
There's a drum roll. Oh, it's over there. Listen, listen,
what do
everybody.
Mean it's over there.
Is it down the hall?
No, it's not. This is in
this
my
this is
headphones.
In our ears.
Oh, there.
Probably
it is.
The intro music still going.
Oh, okay.
So my
keep
my
it
wife,
going.
My
we
wife
had a good
has,
drum.
My wife
on.
Has 6 to 8 things at any point that she can just, bring up. Just. Recall.
No, that's not right. That's not right.
I didn't say it's right. It's
no,
what it is.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who
I heard
with
a
this?
Woman
no.
talking about how, we can't have that anymore. Do not hold something against a man. That's what makes
Oh,
them,
okay.
That's
I'm
what,
sure we're going to fix it. I'm sure.
No. That's what makes them. You can't go back to something that they said or did 3
right.
years ago.
But you can, and it's done all the time.
No.
Yes.
No. We
yes.
changed that. We got to change
it. What do you mean? We got to change it. It's not changing in our lifetime.
But do you think this NBA referee is going to be like that? What if she's just like your wife?
I think there's a great chance she is. What do you mean?
He's not.
I don't understand.
Why? Because all women are the same? You just said all women are the same.
I think as a general statement.
No.
Women hold grudges longer than men.
Wait.
This is not even Ooh. A By the way, that's not a hot take. It's not controversial. This is a known thing that everyone operates.
I know.
You hold grudges longer than women?
I know presidents that hold grudges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a behavior that isn't typical of most men.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
Who holds grudges longer, you or Wendy?
I don't know. She doesn't hold a grudge. I don't hold a grudge against her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you got lucky.
I got one of the good ones.
I got
one of the good ones.
You got lucky. She won't bring anything up from the past on you?
No, not really. No.
In a fight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then you got lucky.
Yeah.
So you don't know what it actually feels like then. It looks like.
I was married before and I had other women.
You can that's true. Right. You can recuse yourself from this.
Right. Well, not this wife. This wife.
This line of commentary.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. She makes money and she doesn't bring up, and she's not a grudge holder.
And she's like, go play golf. What are you doing today? Go play golf. What are you doing today? Go to the casino. Yes. Go. Hurry.
Go to the casino?
Yeah. She always, I mean.
Does she really say that?
She really does. What? You're going to play? Oh, I'm playing a poker tournament today. That's great. Go. That's fun. I mean, she just wants me to be happy. That's all. I have the best wife ever.
Yeah.
And she does make money.
I have a great wife, too. It doesn't stop her from holding grudges. It just doesn't. I think she was told by one of her own family members.
So you think that this female ref, the next time she sees Ime, she might even maliciously accuse him of something?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But any of these referees could end up holding grudges, potentially. But I'm just saying, I just made an observation. Like,
no,
hey,
a general comment about women you made.
While I'm here... I know that this is generally accepted, that women will hold grudges longer mm-hmm. than men and bring them up in arguments.
Yeah.
Should we consider that general commentary that's known as a general truth? Should we also apply this to an official that was browbeaten by, in your words, they were made to feel bad about themselves?
Yeah, I think they did.
They may. Well, I'm just asking questions, as they say, John. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Well, here's Ime. Talking about the fine.
This isn't Ime talking about the fine. It's simply Underdog grabbing his quote from after the game and then saying he got fined for this.
He does not
have, as of yet, a response.
Oh, he doesn't have a response. I thought it said on the headline.
It said Ime Udoka fined $25,000 for public criticism of officiating following Monday's overtime loss. And then they just play
got him fined. I got you. Should we play that again?
I mean, if you want
to. It was
to.
Pretty good. I mean, it's not something you hear.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not something you hear every day out of a coach. So here's why Ime got fined.
What did you do? Fouling out men there at the end of regulation?
Ticky-tack. Went along with the game tonight. So not surprised by the crew we had out there.
When you got the technical earlier, it looked like because Jokic was pushing on Alfie and there wasn't a call. Is that... Part of the BPL, I guess?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls. And I'm sure we should have got a few more texts.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way. Mm-hmm. Against two physical teams in a high-level game.
Mm-hmm. Alpi had a triple-double, even dealing with some of the physical defense. How do you think he played over?
Is Jokic a big enough star to get that the referee was it gets starstruck with him now?
I don't know.
I think that's just him.
That's just him taking a shot.
Yeah.
That would piss an official.
Or maybe he, you know what, it's Jokic. And maybe he's an MVP. He's out, what, how many times?
More starstruck by Jokic than Kevin Durant?
Probably. Probably. Jokic is how many? Three?
I believe so. Kevin Durant is a two-time finals MVP, one of the top 20 players of all time.
Yeah, but he's not as physical. There's not as many calls with Kevin Durant.
No, I understand, but. Starstruck would suggest the mere presence of Jokic, not how he's playing.
Right. Well, they're going to give him star treatment.
Well, all stars get treatment.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Clyde Drexler didn't get treatment from Jake O'Donnell.
Clyde Drexler, superstar? I'm asking at
Clyde
the time.
Clyde Drexler at the time was a big star. Yeah. How many all-star games? Yeah, Clyde Drexler was huge.
But you're talking about one referee treating Clyde Drexler.
Right.
They had gotten into it. Clyde had said some ugly stuff to him in the past too. And Jake O'Donnell's like, man, F this MF. I'm gonna get him.
Yeah.
The league, it was so bad that the league never let Jake O'Donnell work again.
You know, Scott Foster and Chris Paul have their issues, but generally speaking, Chris Paul is, well, when he was great, treated like a star. But there was one guy who wasn't going to take any of Chris Paul's nonsense. It just happened to be Scott Foster.
Yeah. Chris, well, Scott Foster. Why did he and Donaghy exchange, I don't know, 12 phone calls a day?
Good friends, John.
When Donaghy was in the middle of all that.
They love supporting his friend. That's all.
No, apparently not. Scott Foster just walked wet clean and continued to make horrific basketball calls.
I can't talk to my friend when he's going through something.
Can I tell you?
No, it was before anyone knew.
Can you imagine if Dell was
it? Was when he was at the height of his
He's my good
crime.
Friend, John. I'm allowed to talk
what
to my friend.
What would happen if Dell was an NBA ref and he kept trying to call?
He wouldn't call anyone.
And Tim Donaghy kept trying to
if
call Dell.
If Dell called anyone, there should be
There'd
an
be
investigation.
No call log. They'd just be missed calls.
Right, missed calls.
Donaghy trying to call his friend Dell. Missed calls.
Well, first.
Never picked up once.
First, it's a false assumption that anyone would be my friend. Yeah. I would allow a friendship. So that's the first thing. So that would never happen. Forget about me being a crooked ref.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any ref friends because why would I? We're just here to do a job.
Right.
Right? We're just here to take that into account, Lance. Just here to do a job. And since you're not paying me for my insight on Miami football, maybe I don't get to you as soon as you'd like. You want to start cutting checks? Then you might get an answer to the call.
You're the one getting paid for this. Why ain't Dell getting paid if he's going
to
be your...
Every time you ask me about Miami football, how come you ain't breaking me off something?
I'm giving you a chance to talk about the team you
love.
On the
phone?
Oh.
Yeah. With you? Yeah. How does that help me?
Yeah, that doesn't help him
Helps
at all.
You
I'm with him
things
on
off
this
your
one.
Chest.
If you want
if you're going to call me about Aggie players, LSU
you know Aggie
players,
Aggie players,
Texas players, all my teams.
Oh, okay.
U of H players. If you're going to call me about
West
all
Virginia
my teams,
players.
Then I'm going to say, hey, scratch a little something over here. A little something over here. Scratch
you're looking
a check.
For insight. I'm not going to get any credit in your write-up.
Yeah,
you're not going to. You're not.
Per Dell.
You're not even going to.
Is it going to say per Dell?
Not a chance. He won't even say per source. He'll just act like it's his own information.
Yeah, and it's not. It's that's.
So cut
you
it
know
out.
What? Yeah. Stop already.
You guys are.
You better send me some Venmo.
Time for me to talk
Hit
about
my Venmo if you want me to answer the phone.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If you send me Coors Lights, I'll do it. I'll help you out with your guys.
No, I don't need. I don't need to help you guys. With
All me. Right. If you send me Coors Lights,
what Dell would have.
I
given.
Will do whatever. That's the key here. Coors, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors. Right?
Whatever. Like Robert Downey Jr. And,
no.
Okay.
No. What not like movie? Robert Downey Jr., less than zero.
Less than zero.
No.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Okay.
I'm not doing
Not like
that.
Fire Festival when the guy got
no.
water. Okay.
No.
Or wanted water.
No, but listen, short of that, I'm in. Whatever it is. Cold, clean. Listen, this holiday season, make sure... I hope Republic, you know, they got a bar there at Republic Boot Company. I hope they got Coors Lights there because I'm going to start to imbibe. It's going to be Friday morning tomorrow. We're going to be at Republic Boot Company. I would love some Coors Lights. If they got Coors Lights, boom, it's on. I know at Nick's place on Monday they're going to have Coors Lights. Boom, it's on. I am really thrilled about the holiday season because it's time to drink. It's time to have a good time with your people. Everybody sitting around having a nice time, watching football, having with the family. Nothing says the family like having a bunch of Coors Lights and hanging with the fam and having a fun, playing games, video games or card games or whatever kind of games y'all are going to play. That's just fun. You're looking for the best way to celebrate this holiday season. Make sure that you got cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights on hand. You know, especially if your boys come over, they're going to want them. You're going to want them. Coors Light. Let's climb on this holiday season.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked much Texans. And I was thinking this, actually I saw something yesterday about D'Amico going, and I think we made fun of him. I think you made fun of him, probably. I didn't really probably make fun of him, but you did, Lance.
Me?
Yeah. When he said, we're close. And they were 0-3 at the time, I believe. And he, you know, he was like, no, 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 we're close. And, you know, I think you, not me so much. I said, yeah, I think you're right, coach. But I think you said, that's ridiculous. They're 0-3. What the hell? They're, you know, this isn't, it's not any good. What are you going to do? Fire Kaylee. And I think you said a lot of stuff that maybe
say any
you
of
said start Davis.
Miller. Well, I did say that I thought Kaylee might be dead man walking, and I'm not 100% sure he won't be. I mean, Bobby Slowick made it to year two. His year one was good. His year two was actually, I don't know, maybe better than Kaylee's? I don't know. The same? And they were like, this just isn't good enough.
Well, it's better now, though. CJ's not getting killed anymore.
But I mean, that wasn't on Slowick. That was a...
Oh, just two games ago he was. But that's different with all the blitzing.
Yeah.
That's
really more of an issue. That was a consistent issue with the O-line not picking up twists.
This is the world we live in where...
It's
this,
just recent.
This week, Dan Orlovsky can talk about the Texans being the most improved unit in football, where he would not have been able to do that the week before, where CJ was running for his life against the Chiefs. It's just a business. They played a bad football team, executed great. And now we're talking about, hey, look at that offense go.
Yeah. They still won, though. And the week before they played well. And the week before they played, you know, against the Bills, they played well.
How many points are they scoring against teams you consider legitimate? Because that's what they're going to see in the playoffs. I agree with you. Their defense gives them a chance to beat any team they're going to face.
Yes.
I struggle to allow the Cardinals to affect my opinion on what their offense is, because they had no answers against the Chiefs. Are fine. I mean, they're not looked at as an elite defense, but they're fine, and they had no answers. So their offense is better. I will no doubts from before, but there's some hyperbole going on based off the opponents they beat up on. They're bullies. A bad opponent, they'll be bullies.
Yeah, but I still feel like this offense isn't, like, while it hasn't shown out, at least it was better this week against a bad team. If it would have been bad again, then you go, wait a minute, they're still bad. But at least they were better. But I feel like even against good teams, they haven't shown their full potential.
But
they did against San Francisco.
When are they going to do that?
San Francisco, well, San Francisco had a lot of people hurt. You know, Denver, CJ got hurt. The next three games, you had Davis Mills.
Don't think we have enough run game to show this potential, you said.
Well,
I think it'll just flash.
You got your
I think
Warner.
We'll see flashes.
I mean, you got your
Warner. I don't think we'll have sustained, and that's the world we live in, too. One guy has one game against one bad team, and like, we found the answer. Out with. Now everyone's ready to get rid of Woody Marks.
No.
Woody Marks is so slow and sucky. Jawar Jordan is the new guy. I've been saying Jawar for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really, because he's only here. But CJ, on all the noise outside, CJ had this on the season to date and where they were and where they are. Here's CJ.
People kind of lose their mind around the building. We know what we had. We knew what we had the whole year. I mean, my process hasn't changed. You know, it's just we're starting to finish better, close out games. So, I really never lost faith. You know, I think we're a heck of a team. And, you know, just like everybody loves us now, they can hate us in a week. Like, so who knows? It doesn't really matter. So we're just focused as a team. We're focused on what we can control, and that's how we play each week. So, you know, whatever that looks like. So, you know, we're going to continue to have faith in one another and trust in one another and keep playing hard.
Yeah, and they're not going to hate you next week, by the way. I mean,
not against the Raiders. If you lose, we may hate you, but because the Raiders.
It's not like it's. And by the way, they over. And D'Amico was overplaying it. Everybody's just so negative. And no, if you suck, we say you suck. And if you're good, we say you're good. I mean, and we do give you credit. We give you credit. And you know what?
John says you're a Super Bowl contender. He's giving you lots of credit.
I'm giving you lots of love. Lots of love. And D'Amico's gotten a lot of love. All this, you know, when you were going through a tough time, you know what? It's a tough time. And people are going to say, criticize you, and rightfully so. You were not good. You were terrible offensively to start the season. Terrible.
I just don't know. Like, what bothers me is it's too easy to get the Texans into an uncomfortable situation on offense. It's just too easy. Just throw six at them, rush six. And it's just like they flinch. They can't run the ball consistently, and they flinch when there's blitzes. Like, that's just too easy to get to that if you're a defensive coordinator. I don't see counter punches.
Well, let's see.
But if for some miracle the Titans and Cardinals make the playoffs.
Well, you got the Raiders and
I like our chance in the Raiders. Yeah, I like our chances a lot better.
If the committee decides to put the Raiders, Cardinals, and Titans.
Wait a minute.
What if
the Bills make the playoffs?
Well, you got to.
I like it.
Well, you
got. We're Bill breakers.
What if the 49ers make the playoffs?
Well, you have to play them in the Super Bowl.
That's right. We're Bills busters.
Well, to Lance's point, as great as
the they've got success against playoff teams this year.
Yeah,
The thing is, but I don't think it's because the Texans are
offense.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's because the Tech. I think it's because our defense will beat the brakes off.
That's all right. Our defense is. Lance, I don't know. Is our defense leaving?
Lance.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we going to get? Are we getting Baylor's defense?
As it stands right now, they have to go on the road three times to make it to Super Bowl. Defense
that ain't
going to
stand that way. By the way,
well, we'll see.
Yeah.
You still got to beat out the Jags. We'll see. Your game back. I don't know how the tiebreakers work if they drop a game here.
No, because they're going to beat. It's division, right? And they're going to beat the Colts
and the
twice.
Titans. Do they still have a game?
And we'll
against the
lose
Titans?
That.
Or do
of
they
course,
play?
We'll
beat the Colts twice too.
No, we beat the Titans. Oh yeah,
we beat the Titans twice. Yeah,
we'll have to beat the Colts.
We're going
to
be 5-1.
1-1 Jags.
We're going to be 5-1 in the division.
God willing.
No, God said so.
God willing.
God already said so. I don't know
what the next tiebreaker is.
Yeah, is it conference?
Conference.
I don't know where the Jags are there.
The Jags, actually, that's the reason that they're up ahead of other people. They've got a good conference record. Anyway, but they're going to fade.
They're
going to fade.
The game you're talking about fading, they go to Denver. That's the game this week where you need them to lose. But the rest of their schedule, they're going to be expected to win those games. Once again, as great as the Texans' defense was, remember that night against the Bills where they tortured Josh Allen? The Bills outgained the Texans by nearly 60 yards.
They had Davis Mills.
What is C.J. Stroud lighting up good defenses this year?
C.J. is – oh, okay. So it's the same. It's the same if you play Davis Mills or C.J.
I just look at the scores at the end of the game against good defenses, 23-20.
Still won the game.
The real key is you got to look at how good the defenses are.
That they're playing.
That are playing the Texans. The Bills – the Bills are not.
And the Bills aren't even a good defense.
The Steelers will have some rush if you have to play the Steelers. I'm just going down. Yeah, I don't even know how
the Jags will rush the pass.
New England will give you some. They'll give you some looks. Jags have two good pass rushers, although the first game was a nightmare. The second game, they did a much better job.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, that's true. But they didn't actually. Josh Hines Allen, I think, he did not get to the quarterback as much in game two. Ursary did a much better job on him in game two, but that's just the real key is how good are the defenses you're playing? Because you don't really care about who the offenses are, whatever. I mean, they got to contend with the Texans more than the Texans have to contend with them. That's just the truth. But offensively, I just think it's too easy to get the Texans in uncomfortable positions where they can't. And I don't know how they turn their threes into sevens. I don't know how they do it. I haven't seen it for 2 years. So I don't
score
know how.
Score more touchdowns. That's how.
Yeah, it sounds great. Right. Maybe I could chat GPT can you figure out ways for the Texans to score more touchdowns?
Maybe chat GPT will.
Hold on.
I'm
going to ask you right now. Can you tell me how the Texans can score more touchdowns and quit kicking so many damn field goals?
We'll see. You swore in there.
Doesn't care. ChatGPT doesn't care. It's thinking.
It's thinking right
now.
Who do
you like better, ChatGPT or Nick Cayley coming up with things? The supercomputer with a 100 million, the speed of 100 million brain, you know, the power of 100 million brains, or the guy who keeps running into the A-gap? Well, when I put it like that, tough, right?
That's not a great
All right, number one, ChatGPT's got the answers. You want to know what
I said?
Number one, fix the red zone run game. The number one hidden problem. Hidden problem. Okay, Chat. Field goals usually come from second, long, or third, and medium, it says. And it says this happens when the run game gets stuffed early, has poor aiming points, whatever that means, or relies too heavily on slow-developing shotgun runs. That's a good point, actually.
It is a good
point. I hate those things. Solutions, more under-the-center downhill runs, duo, iso, power. Not for the Texans, ChatGPT. Use heavy personnel, 12 and 13. Motion tight ends to change the gap picture. ChatGPT is actually working on it. It's actually like, I don't know. Number two, lean into matchups hunting with Tank Dell and Nico Collins.
One of those guys.
So maybe ChatGPT thinks we should be looking at Tank Dell.
Well, maybe ChatGPT knows more about Tank Dell and his and how he's coming along than we do.
More early down shots. Yeah. Touchdown teams take calculated shots on first down in high red zone, 30-20. That's actually a really good point.
That is a good point.
Use Stroud's mobility as a tool, not a lifestyle, says ChatGPT.
Yeah.
What is this? Not a lifestyle.
That means don't make it.
That's not all the time. It's just.
Don't
sprinkle
worry.
Sprinkle it in.
We were never going to have CJ.
You know what? And it's a change of pace. ChatGPT is onto something here.
Improved sequencing, the hidden OC skill. It says most field goal drives come from bad sequencing, not bad plays. Good red zone OCs use one play to set up the next two.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge concepts, run, RPO, shot. Use two identical formations with different intentions. I got to be honest with you. You know, guys, we're really happy with what we have, but we had to let Nick go. Nick did a great job for us. We love Nick. He did a really good job, but we got ChatGPT coming in to start calling some plays for us. I'm going to work with him. It's me, Chat, Matt Burke are all going to really work in the offseason to make our team as strong as possible and win a championship.
So let me ask you, as it stands now, the Texans have to go to New England for a playoff game in the wild card round. Would you rather have Nick Caley outmatching Zach Kerr, the acting play caller for the Patriots, or ChatGPT? Who would you have more confidence in?
ChatGPT. Yeah.
I'm asking right now. Do you think you could call better plays against New England?
How good would ChatGPT? What play should we call now? Second and five,
Caley,
from our own 40.
I'm asking it just point blank. Do you think you could call better plays against New England than Nick Caley?
Okay.
I just ask you point blank, and it's honest. It's not gonna. It's thinking right now, and I mean,
ChatGPT or Nick Caley versus Vance Joseph.
Okay,
the Broncos defensive coordinator.
So,
Vance Joseph's gotten pretty good.
So, how long would ChatGPT take to get the call? Oh. Longer than Nick Caley, or?
Oh. Well, it is taking a while to think. Now I know why.
Yeah.
Maybe Nick Caley is using ChatGPT to call plays.
Maybe.
And that's why he's getting it in. Look, it says, look, I can help you design better plays, but I can't outcall a real NFL coach on game day. Here's the honest breakdown. Could I design better concepts versus New England than what Houston ran? Probably yes.
It did say that.
It says, probably yes. I can break down their coverage tendencies, generate optimal route combinations, identify linebacker matchup weaknesses, create red zone sequencing. This is exactly what we need, if I'm being honest. And script high percentage answers versus New England's pressure looks. Could I call better plays in real time than Nick Caley? No. And here's why. Sideline communication, down-to-down defensive substitutions, injuries, OL fatigue. I don't have access to this.
Hmm.
Well, what if I got you access to that?
We had a right. Well, okay. Should I sell my car to ChatGPT?
Can you design a better game? Now, if the question is really, and this is ChatGPT saying this, but if the question is really, can you design a better game plan than Nick Caley will run against New England? The answer is yes, 100%. Game planning is information, structure, sequencing, leverage, manipulation. That's my wheelhouse. If you want, I can build a Texan-specific game plan versus New England. I'm like,
cool. Yeah,
I'm going to send this to D'Amico.
Forward it over to the Texans.
I'm going to send, if D'Amico needs to sell his car or anybody else needs to sell their car, they go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's my guy, John Clay Wolf. I sold him a car. I loved the process. I loved the result. The result was more money in my pocket. And the result is going to be more money in your pocket. If you sell your car to John Clay Wolf, you will have more money in your pocket. Dude's been doing it forever. He is the best in the business. He will come to you. He will pick up the car, deliver the check. He'll do it all. You don't have to move. All you need to do, there's one thing that you have to do. You have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You have to if you're going to sell your car. Because there's only one place where John Clay Wolf guarantees that he's going to sell it for more. He's going to buy it for more. He is going to buy it at a price that the other guys can't match. And if they do match it, you go back to him and say, look, they'll give me this. And maybe he goes up, or maybe he goes, dude, that's an incredible price. Go get it. But if you are going to sell your car, don't just walk into the dealership or CarMax or wherever you're going without the knowledge of how much that car is worth. You get that. You get the highest value at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 842 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Why don't you get a contestant for Taquerias Arandas?
Let's do that. 713-780-3776. We'll call it, take caller number 3. 713-780-3776. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the point spread and the over-under for Seattle versus the Rams tonight. And if you pick correctly, you are going to win a $50 gift certificate or gift card to Taquerias Arandas. You can use it at any of the locations, any of the 20-some-odd locations around the city of Houston. If you lose, however, you get nothing.
Boop, boop, boop.
Not one single thing. Nothing. That we may make you buy us a $50 gift card. Maybe.
Wow.
If you like, I can make the pick for you. And this time we're going to do it this way. If I pick it and I win, you win.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, what if you lose?
Then you get nothing.
That's terrible.
Then you get nothing. If you think I'm a jinx, then you need to just pick it yourself. So once we get caller number 3, we'll be ready to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So let me just give you the headline of what the point spread and the total is. So tonight we're going to make the Seahawks -2.5 and the over under 42.5. 2.5 and 42.5, Seattle versus the Rams. Seattle's at home against the Rams. Del, who is I can't see the name up there. Who is
Omar?
Contestant? Omar? Okay. Omar, you are our contestant.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you're our contestant for the Taquerias Arandas gift card, right? This is winner, chicken, flauta dinner. Now, I've got Seattle playing at home tonight in the game on Prime. Seattle's 11-3. The Rams are 11-3. It's a huge NFC West game. Seattle -2.5, and the over-under is 42.5. Do you want to make a play on the side? Do you want to make a play on the total? Or do you want me to make the pick?
I'm going to go with you.
All right.
Or against you, actually.
No. This time, if I win.
He said he wants to go against you.
I'll give you my pick. My pick is going to be Seattle -2.5. So what pick would you like to make?
I'm going to fade you.
Good.
Okay.
So you got the Rams. Actually, I put an extra half point on Seattle so we could get a win or a loss. Hmm. So actually, you're getting the best of the number by a half point. Because the real line is 2. So he gets 2.5. So write that down, Del. Omar's going to fade
numbers
me.
Numbers over here.
Yeah, well, we're moving numbers in your favor.
You're
getting the best of the number.
Yep. It's in your favor, Omar.
You're buying
Take
low
it.
And selling high. So Omar is getting 2.5 with the Rams. It's a loser, but that's fine. At least you got that extra half point.
Yeah.
So.
How about that?
We'll find out. So you are a fan of Matthew Stafford tonight. By the way, I also like him going higher than 228 yards on passing total. I don't think the Rams are going to be able to run it all that great against
Seattle. Do you have a number for the amount of times Puka Nacua does the anti-Semitic celebration after scoring a touchdown? Do you have a number for
I'm
that?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower than and a half?
Lower than a half?
Lower than a half.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's probably had a talking to.
Now, had he not had a talking to, he would have done it, and it would have been, although I would have seen it and been like, well, I don't even know what this is. No. Probably most people wouldn't have, but the internet would have.
Oh, the internet would know. The internet would know.
All right, so Omar.
There you go, Omar.
I'm hoping that you
best of luck.
If you win, that's fine.
I agree with you, Fade and Lance. Nice job. Nice. Well done,
sir. We'll find out.
Well done. Do we have Josh Pate at the top of the hour?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to take a break so that we catch up. And we appreciate you, Omar. Thanks for listening. And we got Josh Pate, top of the hour. So right now, underdog. Time to talk about fading.
Oh, higher or lower. We just talked about that. And I use the terms higher or lower for underdog because that's what I'm supposed to use. And that's what's we're using for our Thursday Night Football. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about football. We got football. It's not just today. You got football going on this weekend as well. So I'm looking right now. You got Missouri State. You can pick if you think they're going to win or not against Arkansas State. That's available. Ty Simpson, 237.5 passing yards against Oklahoma. Carson Beck, 236.5 passing yards against Texas A&M. I think they're going to run the ball. I think Beck is going to go lower. And so I would go lower there. You got, I mean, Ryan Williams, 45.5 yards receiving. I'm going higher on that one. Look, you got college football, too. So while you're watching, why don't you mix and match your college football with your pro football while you're watching your football tonight and then over the weekend. Look at all these different stats. I'm just giving you the basic stats. But keep in mind that in your – I'm looking right now in my lobby, and there's a 50% profit boost right now for any of my picks. I have to make a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 8 picks. I can go all the way up to 8. You know how much money that's going to be if I hit that with a 50% profit boost? And they throw you profit boosts all the time in your lobby. So that's why the more you play, the more you're going to see these profit boosts, the more you can win. Pick higher or lower on stats. Pick teams to win. You can do that right now with Underdog Fantasy. The more players you pick and the more picks you make, the more that and if those all hit, you're going to win a big chunk of money. It's legal here in the state of Texas, and it's just a lot of fun to play. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You are going to get $75 of bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. But you must use promo code Lance when you sign up. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance. Play along with the football games you're watching tonight and all weekend long.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/get_terms_DFS_html for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5. Tomorrow, Republic Boot Company, we want you all out there. Come on, hang with us. It'll be fun. We're going to be at Nick's Place on Monday. Tomorrow, so it's the holiday season. It's starting, okay? You can get away from work. You can get away just in the morning or whatever. If you can get to the next place all day, that's great. We're going to be at Republic Boot Company all day, too. So here's the deal. You're looking for a great fun. Hang with us. End of the season. I know we got a lot of – I mean, did you see the people that broke down how many people listen to the show every day on podcasts and everything? And, I mean, we got a lot of loyal people we really appreciate. So – If you got a chance, we'd love to say hello. We'd love to hang with you this holiday season. You've been listening all year. You want to come on by and just hang. We'd love that.
Well, so, you're talking about the holidays, and you mentioned the loyalty. Let's reward that loyalty. We got something to give away to people. We're going to be at Nick's, but we have other people who want to get you set up for the holidays. So let's go caller 4 at 9 o'clock. You're going to win a $250 gift card from My Jewelry Outlet. Wow. We're going to give you the address because you have to go there to pick it up. They're at 3841 Bel Air Boulevard. They're near 610 Bel Air and Stella Link. The gift card must be used by January 15th of next year. But a $250 gift card to them to, treat yourself. Treat someone you love. Of course, they got some deals going on. They got 50 to 70% off of platinum engagement rings, diamond studs, diamond tennis bracelet, diamond hoops, loose diamonds, and more, plus thousands of lab-grown diamonds, all at wholesale prices. Caller 5 at 9 o'clock, a $250 gift card to My Jewelry Outlet. Thanks for listening to us. We're going to be giving away something on my show, and Jeremy and Joe are going to be giving away something tomorrow. 50,
that's
as well.
Nice.
Yeah. $250 gift card.
How about that? That's nice. That's real nice. Wow, that's fun. Look at us. Just We just want to reward people. Oh, and by the way, there's going to be a lot of giveaways at Nick's Place, too, just so you know. Just so you know. And at Republic Boot Company tomorrow, open bar. It's open. Just saying. I'm just saying. If you want to come on by, have a cocktail with Niall. I'm sure Niall will be there right as we open. But, yeah, everybody's more than welcome. If you're in the Heights area, stop on by. Just come say hello. Come see what they're doing over at Republic Boot Company. That's fun. On your way to work. Let's do it. 713-780-3776 is the number. You want to come in here and hang with us, you are more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. I think we've hit on most everything. For those of you who hadn't heard, Ime got fined $25,000. So there's that. Puka Nacua is in some trouble. He said that refs just call penalties so they can get on TV. And then he was doing an anti-Semitic dance that he said he was going to use for a touchdown. I'm not sure. I don't think he's going to.
Well, he was told to, hey, do this. I don't even know if he even knew what it was.
Probably did.
But a streamer told. Never do what streamers tell you to do. It just in general. Like if you're walking around, if you find yourself somewhere and somebody's got a camera on you or a phone and they tell you to do something, just don't do it. Especially if you don't know what it
is.
Because streamers will have you doing crazy stuff. And you don't need that in your life, do you?
No, you don't need streamers telling you what to do.
No.
I mean, honestly. Puka's got more problems than that. His brother allegedly stole a vehicle from a Los Angeles Laker.
I don't understand what that is.
And this is Adu Thierro?
That is the Laker in question.
That's the Laker in question. I mean, he's a big tow guy. Can't you take his car?
No.
Never heard of him.
You can't steal people's car if you don't know them that well.
I mean, it's better than no. If it was like Lucas or LeBron's.
How is that better?
Because,
you think taking cars from
people. Well, nobody's really going to notice.
No. People would care more because this guy doesn't have as much as Luke and LeBron. If LeBron got a car stolen, people are like, whatever, who cares? It's LeBron.
Oh, you're kind of right about that.
If our intern got his car stolen, I'd care more about that than if you got your car stolen. You got the means to fix that situation. He won't.
Not really.
Same thing here. You got Wendy. Yes, you do.
I got Wendy,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, you got the means.
I mean.
Like if you got
I don't want people stealing.
Of course. No one does. But if your F-150 got
but
taken.
But LeBron's got a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it happened to, Adu Thierro. It's worse. That sucks.
That is true.
And we got to go to break.
We got to break because we got Josh Pate coming on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're talking college football with the best in the business. Josh Pate next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first we're talking about Billy Brown and we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company and you're having family over. I mean, they're going to eat a lot and then they're going to go to the bathroom and who knows how they're going to blow up your bathroom. And if they do, if your family and some family members are just slobs. They're just pigs. And you know what? What can you do about it? You can call Billy Brown. Come fix the problem. Because they create problems. Family creates problems. I don't know if you heard, but family causes a lot of problems. And when they're at your house, something could go wrong plumbing-wise. And, oh, by the way, we just saw a major freeze come through here. There will be another. And if your pipes aren't ready for it, then guess what? You're going to suffer. But why don't you be preemptive and have Billy come and repipe?
Yeah, it's that simple. I mean, let them come out there and do what they do best, which is take care of problems that are developing or that have already developed. They can they stop them dead in their tracks if they're developing. And if they're already a problem, they get out there quickly. They got a bunch of crews, bunch of trucks. They come out. They diagnose what's going on. They get it fixed. They do it at a fair price, and they do it right the first time. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. For all of your needs, go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com and look at all the services that they offer, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.